Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
Earlier this week, Katy Perry and Zedd dropped a new song. It's okay. I think we're all kind of on the fence about it. But then yesterday, news broke that Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom got engaged on Valentine's Day. They posted a pickup on Instagram of Katy's ring that is actually, it's super different from a regular engagement ring. It's like a flower shaped with diamonds around the outside and a red jewel in the center, and commented under the picture saying, "Full bloom." And then Orlando Bloom commented, "Lifetimes." Now, she just drops a new song. Mm-hmm. She gets engaged on Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And listen, if you got engaged on Valentine's Day, awesome. Feels cliche. But is this just a publicity grab because Katy Perry is not very high on the liked list of Hollywood pop stars?
It sure is, Rain.
Okay, how do we know this? Because clearly Katy hates Katy Perry.
I don't like to use the word hate.
Okay, well, you do. And every single time she comes up, she does all but spit on the floor. So we know that Katy hates Katy Perry, but is there really a backlash in Hollywood against Katy Perry, Rain?
I think that it kind of comes down to that beef that Taylor Swift and Katy Perry had.
I thought that was buried.
It is buried. But I think like the catty little stuff that was going on between them where a lot of people took Taylor Swift's side over Katy Perry's side.
Because mm-hmm. It seemed like of the two of them, Katy Perry was being a little bit bitchier.
So, I mean, we don't really know for sure, but I think that's the perception that a lot of people have about Katy Perry.
Okay, here's the other thing. They had an engagement party the same day that they got engaged.
Hmm.
I'm not sure that makes that much sense to me because where they got engaged appears to be in like a hotel banquet hall. There is an arch of heart arch of roses. There's like, and here's the other thing. And okay, call me a conspiracy theorist if you want.
Okay.
But she's showing a picture of her ring. Okay. Her fingernails have just been manicured.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fresh fill on these.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got like some sequiny, diamondy things on her pointer finger. If she didn't know she was getting engaged, why did she get a perfect manicure?
Oh my God.
So that she could show off her perfectly manicured hand with her new ring,
oh,
and the center
God.
Stone just happens to be the same color as her nail polish.
First of all, it's
think
not the
about
okay.
It.
It's not the same color.
Well, it's very close.
And second of all, you think that there is ever a moment where Katy Perry or other celebrities like Katy Perry have chipped nail polish? Like, you don't think that they get manicures maybe try daily? I'll bet they do. I'll bet there's never... She's on television. Like, that's like saying, like, she got a haircut. It's like, of course she got a haircut. She's on TV. They do that in hair and makeup. They give them a haircut every night.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
I get what you're saying, but I mean, this looks like it had happened that day.
This is ridiculous. This is your proof. that she has a fresh manicure.
Okay, so the fact that there was an entire banquet hall for them. They had an engagement party the day she got engaged.
Orlando Bloom is rich. I'm sure that he planned lots of extravagant stuff for this.
It just doesn't seem like there's anything that's like, oh my God, I'm so surprised
okay.
All of you people are here.
I'm telling you, this is a friend. You're hatred for Katy Perry.
I don't like to use the word hate.
Is making you sound like a nut job.
I don't know.
Feedback from Wake Up Call listeners. You can text in at 73389. I'm with Katy. Katy Perry is trash. They've probably been engaged and decided to announce it to the public at their engagement party on Valentine's Day.
I mean, that's true. They have been dating since, what, 2008 or something?
Part of the trick when proposing is to make sure to coordinate it when she just got her nails done. Isn't it normal to get manicures for Valentine's Day dates? Orlando Bloom probably set it all up without Katy knowing.
Okay, so which one is it? Were they already engaged and then they had an engagement party?
Okay, I am not saying this. I am not saying this.
Oh my God.
As much as I can't stand Katy Perry, Katy is just jealous because her engagement sucked. Okay.
First of all, you do have a chip on your shoulder
about proposals.
First of all, I didn't have an engagement, so the joke's on you.
For both marriages.
Usually, this kind of engagement, though, it doesn't do anything for me because it seems like it's for all the wrong reasons. Mm-hmm. It's too much look at me. Mm. When people have a very sweet engagement, like Gavin, what you and Stacey had, that's what gets to me because it's like, oh.
But my engagement wasn't sweet and small.
Just you and your wife.
But it would still cost me a sizable amount of money.
But it wasn't like, I'm not paying all this money so everybody can gawk at us. It was a very private moment.
Well, that's true. Listen, I'm just saying.
I'm not jealous of Katy Perry because she took my name. We spell it differently and I'm older than her, so I had it first.
And don't we know that Katie's not her real first name too?
No, Katie's a real first name.
Perry's not her last name.
Hudson's her last name, last name.
I'm just saying that one day you're going to go back and you're going to listen to the audio of what we just talked about, and you're going to be like, man, I sound like a crazy person. On the 25th wedding anniversary of Orlando and Katy.
Katy Perry can never be married to anybody for 25 years.
Okay.
Can tell her I said it.
I'll see you in 25 years.
I wish you would.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.